KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have a cloudy sky, 20 degrees in Atlantic. It'll be mostly sunny and warmer today with a high in the lower 30s. Merry Christmas and good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, the Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday that three people had been arrested on Monday. 30-year-old Randy Schaffer of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for possession of a controlled substance. And 29-year-old Daniel Long, along with 20-year-old Taylor Short, both of Leon, were arrested on charges of theft in the second degree. All three of those individuals were booked into the Cass County Jail. And no injuries were reported following an accident that occurred around 3 p.m. Monday here in Atlantic. The police department said yesterday vehicles driven by Dennis Topfer of Atlantic and Stephen Schuring of Defiance had collided at the intersection of 7th and Olive Streets. When Topfer rear-ended Schuring's vehicles, both were traveling westbound on 7th. Topfer said he didn't see the vehicle in front of him due to the blinding sun. The accident caused a total of $4,000 damage. Topfer was cited for failure to maintain control and reduce speed. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're thinking about a new Kinze planter, get in here now before the end of the year and take advantage of the 15 that we have locked in at the special early order price. We have a limited selection of Kinze 6-row 30s clear up to 16-row 30s with interplant. If you're thinking of the 24 rows, we are out of the new 24-row 4900s, but we've just traded for a real nice 2012 3800 24-row 30-inch planter with bulk fill. The bulk fill planters have been in big demand, and just recently we were starting to get trade-ins on some of the bulk fill planters. Planters have been moving real good through the end of the year here. So if you're thinking about used planters with bulk fill, stop thinking and get in here and take a look. The selection's good and there's been a lot of interest. Whether you're thinking new or used Kinze planters, come see us before the end of the year. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinze dealer in Atlantic.
A car stolen in 1999 has turned up in a northwest Iowa pond. Sioux City television station KCAU says workers excavating the pond near Orange City found the car on December the 5th. A member of the Sioux County dive team got into the icy water to hook a cable to the vehicle so it could be pulled out. Jim Potterbaum of the Orange City Police Department says investigators aren't sure how the car got into the pond, but they've learned that it was reported stolen from Dort College in Sioux Center 14 years ago. Des Moines police are investigating the fatal shooting of a woman. Police announced the investigation late Tuesday. In a news release, they said they were called to the home in the northern part of the city at around 9:30 last night after gunshots were reported. Officers found a slain woman in her 30s inside the house. Her identity has not been released, pending notification of relatives. Four witnesses were taken to Des Moines police station for interviews. No other information has been released about the investigation. A state tax credit program that has boosted apartment development in Iowa has reached its cap, which could stall new projects. The Des Moines Register reports the program has hit an annual $3 million cap, and under the program, developers could sell tax credits to help pay for the projects. Demand for the credits has outpaced capacity in recent years due to major apartment development. The program is designed for market-rate housing. In the past few years, developers have applied to sell more than $11 million in credits for 18 projects around the state. A spokesman for the Iowa Economic Development Authority, which runs the program, says this hadn't been a problem in previous years. Officials say the state legislature may take up the issue next year. A study finds that consumers across Iowa and nationwide are throwing away perfectly good food because of confusion over the use-by, sell-by, and best-by dates on packaged foods. Dana Gunders with the Natural Resources Defense Council co-authored a report that finds tons of good food ends up in our trash cans. Gunders says that about 40% of the nation's food supply is thrown out when it's still safe to consume.
Now, given that each year Americans spend up to $2,275 per household of four on food they throw out, the average household of four is losing up to $450 per year on food that is needlessly thrown away.
A recent Iowa Department of Natural Resources study found almost 14% of all trash dumped in the state's landfills is food waste, or about 350,000 tons a year. The problem is getting worse as the study found the amount of food waste being chucked in Iowa landfills has risen 62% in the past 13 years. Food science engineer Ted Labuza says if stored and handled properly, the food can last for days or even weeks beyond that date and can safely be consumed with no worry of illness.
About 80% of the dates are guesses from some consumer questionnaires or based on what competitors are putting on. The others are done in very controlled conditions, food testing, in order to determine when the taste of the product changes enough for the consumers to be displeased. I look at shelf life as the percentage of consumers that you're willing to displease.
Expiration dates on food vary from state to state and between food companies. Gunder says she'd like to see a countrywide system in place.
People are throwing away food on the dates they see on products because they believe those dates mean the food is no longer safe to eat. However, those dates almost never have a direct link to the food safety.
Gunder says use-by and best-by dates on packaging are placed there by the manufacturer, which determine after that time the product loses its maximum freshness. She says the sell-by date is basically a tool for manufacturers and retailers so they can rotate product on the shelves. Iowa has 46 municipal solid waste landfills, but only four of them offer a food waste composting program. Nationwide, 40% of all food produced ends up in landfills. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. If you're thinking about a new Kinsey planter, get in here now before the end of the year and take advantage of the 15 that we have locked in at the special early order price. We have a limited selection of Kinsey 6-row 30s clear up to 16-row 30s with interplant. If you're thinking of the 24 rows, we are out of the new 24-row 4900s, but we've just traded for a real nice 2012 3800 24-row 30-inch planter with bulk fill. The bulk fill planters have been in big demand, and just recently we were starting to get trade-ins on some of the bulk fill planters. Planters have been moving real good through the end of the year here. So if you're thinking about used planters with bulk fill, stop thinking and get in here and take a look. The selection's good and there's been a lot of interest. Whether you're thinking new or used Kinsey planters, come see us before the end of the year. Lindeman Tractor, your Kinsey dealer in Atlantic.
In the funeral announcements this morning, Terrell W. Klon, age 71 of Oakland, died Sunday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Terrell Klon will be tomorrow at 11:30 at the Fellowship of Faith Christian Center in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Ronald A. Jacobs, age 77 of Griswold, died Monday. Funeral services for Ronald Jacobs will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Howard J. McCorkle, age 88, of Adel, died Saturday at Adel Acres. Funeral services for Howard McCorkle will be Friday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, and a celebration of life service will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the DeSoto Calvary Baptist Church with a lunch to follow. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Robert Bob Wegner, age 85, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Bob Wegner will be Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Beulah Von Beatty, age 95, of Avoca and formerly of Hancock, died Thursday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Beulah Von Beatty will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home at Avoca. Mabel Anderson, age 76 of Lewis, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mabel Anderson are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Helen Rechtenbaugh, age of 70 of Pleasant Hill, rather, died Monday at the Park Ridge Specialty in Pleasant Hill. Funeral services for Helen Rechtenbaugh are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.